It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green. In your health today, a remarkable recovery from mental illness. All children have fears, but for some kids, fear takes over their lives. In extreme cases, they can see almost anything or anyone as a threat, and they often respond with aggression or even violence. The usual medications don't seem to help all that much, so one psychiatrist is trying something new. NPR's John Hamilton reports that he's giving these children a drug called ketamine.
The McCann family lives in a small, single-story home on a quiet street within commuting distance of Manhattan. There are two parents, three kids, and a dog.
Don't mind the crazy dog.
Hi, John.
Nice to meet you, John. Sydney. Come on in.
And the dog is?
The dog is Trestle.
Sydney McCann is the mom. Her oldest child is George.
Hi, George. Good to meet
you. Nice to meet you.
He's 22, a big, sturdy guy with rimless glasses and a handshake that is surprisingly gentle. George's passion is movies. He reviews them on Facebook. He's even written a couple of scripts. One is for a Western.
It's about redemption and whether people can find it or not.
A decade ago, when George was 12, he was in dire need of redemption. He'd spent most of his life afraid that something really bad was going to happen, and now it had. After a violent outburst at school, he'd been sent to a psychiatric hospital. It was a frightening place for a fearful kid, and George says when staff members tried to restrain him, he fought as if his life were at stake. George was big and strong even then, but it was no contest.
I was strapped down, and they put me into the room with padded walls, you know. I remember screaming and screaming and screaming. They shut out the lights and they shut the door. I was in that room for something like 4 hours, in the dark. The only light was a little window, watching rain fall and listening to thunder.
George's struggles with fear and rage started before he could talk. Sydney says her son was nothing like his cousin the same age.
I remember when they turned 3, my sister-in-law saying to me, "Oh, isn't 3 great? You know, they're so cooperative, they're so this, they're so that." And I was like, no, not here.
Sydney says George's tantrums were extreme. A simple no could touch off hours of screaming and biting and kicking. She says the other extreme thing about her son was his anxiety.
By the time he went into kindergarten, he was so nervous about everything. Like, he would be afraid to get on the bus. He was afraid of the bus driver. He was afraid in school. He couldn't go to people's houses. He couldn't have a play date.
And at home, his tantrums grew into rages. Sydney says afterward, her son would feel intense shame and guilt. But she didn't realize how troubled he'd become until one day when he was 5.
I found him in his room, and he had tried to hang himself by the curtain rod.
Tried, like?
Like, took a scarf and tied it on the curtain rod and tied it around his neck and was trying to hang himself.
Sydney began taking her son to psychologists and psychiatrists. They told her he had obsessive-compulsive disorder and ADHD. Eventually, during his stay in the psychiatric hospital, he was diagnosed as bipolar. All the diagnoses came with drugs: Zoloft, Paxil, Ritalin.
I remember a lot of pills with different colors.
But they didn't make him much better, and some made him worse. Sydney McCann says she tried to maintain some semblance of normalcy by having the whole family, including George, sit down together for dinner.
Something always happened. Either he would fly off in a rage and leave the table, or one of the other kids would get upset and get scared and leave the table, or get mad and leave the table, or we literally never completed a meal, ever, ever.
By the time George was a teenager, he was seeing a psychiatrist named Dimitri Papalos from Albert Einstein College of Medicine. Papalos was studying kids who had a lot in common with George.
The symptoms really were sort of a compilation that involved both aggression and fear.
Papalos, who's also part of the Juvenile Bipolar Research Foundation, says these children have a subtype of bipolar disorder. That's a controversial idea. There's a struggle going on in the mental health world over which children should even be called bipolar. And there's no consensus on what to call kids like George McCann. But Papalos says studies indicate there are hundreds of thousands of these children, though many have milder symptoms. He says there are several core features of what he calls the fear of harm profile. One is a variety of sleep disturbances, including frequent and horrific nightmares.
They're all about pursuit or abandonment. Some animal chasing them, a shark biting into their leg, and they feel the blood and the pain. I mean, very, very vivid.
George McCann says he had a lot of dreams like that. Papalos says another feature of these kids is an extreme reaction when anyone tries to control their behavior.
They may very well be very aggressive, particularly at home and particularly where there's any limit setting, because limit setting is experienced as a threat to them. They are functioning on a very primitive fight or flight level.
But Papalos says when these kids do become violent, it's not premeditated. Sydney McCann says that was certainly true of George.
The reaction would be like an instantaneous thing.
0 to 100
in a millisecond.
Yeah.
And when an episode is over, the children can be sweet and loving. Papalos says there's one more feature of the disorder that's not about behavior at all. He says these children overheat easily, especially at night. George McCann says he often slept with an ice pack on his head.
I would put the ice pack on and frost from the freezer would melt off, run down my face, and if you felt the top of my head, you could feel heat.
So Papalos says he began asking himself a question. Are there any drugs that simultaneously reduce fear and lower body temperature?
Lo and behold, there were animal studies that showed that ketamine did just that.
Ketamine is approved as an anesthetic. It's also a popular recreational drug. And research shows that ketamine can lift severe depression, often in a matter of minutes. Papalos thought it just might help the fearful children he was studying. He had a particular child in mind.
She was 7 years old. She had severe nightmares, night terrors, separation anxiety. She had psychotic symptoms.
And she was scheduled for a dental procedure that could be done using an inhaled form of ketamine as the anesthetic.
She got ketamine, and for 2 weeks, she was completely asymptomatic. We had never seen anything like it before.
That was 5 years ago. Papalos says today the girl is still taking ketamine and still free of symptoms. By the time Papalos began treating kids with ketamine, George McCann was in high school. His moods were less extreme, but fear still dominated his life. He was terrified by subway rides. He was too frightened to drive a car. So when Papalos suggested ketamine for George, Sydney McCann said yes. She didn't want the disorder that haunted her son's childhood to hold him back as an adult. The problem was George and his fears. He says he was afraid to take the new drug.
Oh, I'm going to become some kind of addict. I'm going to die the first time I take this. It's gonna change who I am.
Then a couple of years ago, George agreed to try ketamine.
I think we did 2 puffs because it's a nasal thing. And I remember I sat up and I just started laughing.
The big thing that I remember that day was that you said that you had an internal feeling of
peace, calm.
That you had never experienced before in your life. And when we came home that night, that was the first night
that we had dinner.
That we ever all had dinner at the table without somebody leaving.
Papalos says he has treated about 60 young people with ketamine so far, and almost all have had dramatic responses. Even so, those numbers are still small, and the approach hasn't been tested yet by other researchers. All that doesn't worry George McCann, who continues to inhale ketamine every third day. He says the fear and anger are gone. His mind is free now to work on that movie script about redemption. John Hamilton, NPR News.